Jacks Weekendeillä.
ATB, a warm welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. You're on the stage, on the future stage in 41 minutes. So I'll try to be quick with this one. What's to be expected of your show tonight?
I think I'm always very energetic. So I'm looking forward to be on stage. And I never planned before what kind of music I'm playing. I don't do a playlist, whatever, you know. So, but I know that there will be a lot of energy on stage.
So you actually play your gigs.
Exactly. Yeah. No, people are always asking, do you know what songs you play or first song, whatever. And I always need to be at the crowd, you know, but mostly when I go to the stage, being backstage and see the crowd, I decide what I can play, you know. I always decide when I see the crowd.
How do you feel about artists who have a pre-planned or even pre-played sets in big shows like this?
Should I tell you about that? You know, that's not really the that's what I don't think a DJ should be, you know, because it's very important, you know. I think a pre-prepared set is like, you know, not playing for the crowd. It's like you can play whatever, a ready CD, whatever. I think the goal for a DJ would be, you know, to react on the people's reaction, and you can't do that with a prepared set. That's my opinion. But you know, times are changing. I don't like it, to be honest. But I'm coming, you know, from, you know, older times.
Yeah, you are part of the first sort of wave of producers and DJs from the 90s doing electronic dance music. So how do you feel about the new wave that you're still a part of? I mean, there's a lot of young people who were even born when you started.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still going to be partying here and going to have a good time. So how do you feel about the sort of second wave that we're living right now?
You know, I'm in the music business or in this scene for now for over 20 years, and I think you have to handle it, you know. I know times are changing. The festivals are changing. Sometimes it's more club, sometimes more festivals. You have the DJs who are acting way different than in earlier times. But you know, times are changing, and I'm okay with that. If you are like, everything should be like in the past, it's like you know I wouldn't be here anymore. That's the thing, because it's very important to stay yourself. That's, you know, when I'm on stage, I don't care what the other DJ is doing or what, you know. I try to be my own artist and to do my own thing. And so this is what I think people waiting for. That every artist have his own style, his own identity, and I try to stay my own identity.
How would you describe ATB now in 2016? How would you describe your identity today?
It's still the same, you know. When I'm on stage, that's not very, very difficult to explain. It's kind of, I just like to play the music I like, you know. When I'm doing my playlist, it's like I'm listening to new stuff, and whenever I like a track, it's coming into my playlist, and I decide, okay, this is good, you know. I don't play any politics, whatever. I just try to play the music I like, and so I think I have the advantage that a lot of people have the same music taste, you know, and so then we have a good party together.
Do you feel that you're sort of educating a younger crowd as well into music and sort of showing them what music used to be and bringing it to today, especially like in a festival like this where the crowd is really young?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think when ATB is coming, I'm doing like sets with music, you know, from the 90s or 2000s. That's not the way it is. Of course, sometimes I'd like to play a classic, but I'm also in the music right now, you know. I like the stuff right now, and I never would play just classics. It's because that's the past. I'm always looking to the future, and I'm also producing now a new album, whatever, you know. I don't look back, so I don't think that there is a big difference. I don't want to educate the people. I just want to have a party with them. And when they like the music, then it's good. Then we have a nice time together. And this is the most important for me.
Well, the playing technology has obviously evolved from vinyls to CDs to USB sticks. Are you in the digital age?
I am, yeah. I was really fast. I already played with a USB stick when we didn't even had the new pioneers, you know, or this technology. I had a little one before that had the opportunity to play with the sticks. It was not that professional like today. And when we played in the club with the things, the artist, the club owners was like, well, why is he doing that? You know, but I was really fast because I hated to play CDs. I loved vinyl, but CDs was horrible because you didn't, you know, when I had vinyls, I could search in it. You put it out and then you had your... It was a good, you know, good feeling. But CDs, it was so hard to sort. You know, it's like you have a new CDs, you have to take one out, and then you have it empty. And I wasn't able to play CDs. I hated it. So I was so happy when we had the USB stick because you have so many opportunities to put all your stuff in it. You know, and it's really good for being creative.
A lot of big artists like Armin van Buuren are playing vinyl sets. Have you done that yourself?
Not really. Maybe I do it one day. I still have my garage full of vinyl, the old ones. But the thing is, when you play vinyl, when I would play vinyl, it's directly a classic set, and I'm not really interested in playing a classic set. but I would love it from the haptic. You know, it's like playing vinyl is amazing.
I couldn't have you here without talking about a classic, talking about the song that you're known for, especially here in Finland, where the 90s scene is huge and people really are living it again.
Yeah.
And 9 p.m. Till I Come is obviously the song that is going to come in about 33 minutes when it strikes 9. How do you feel about that song after all these years?
It's crazy for me, you know. Whenever I play, sometimes I tease it, you know, just doing this, mm-hmm. And whenever I play it since 20 years, people are screaming, and that's amazing. it's even people are, you know, they are too young, in my opinion, to know that, you know. But it's going over the I'm forgetting the word. The young people, the old people, everybody knows it, and I don't know why it is, but that's a classic then, you know. And I'm really happy that it's still there. I'm really happy that I'm still there. But the thing is, it's not just about this song. It just was a start. And I remember when I did it, a lot of people told me this is a typical one-hit wonder, you know. And I always told them, no, it's not. I don't do the guitar anymore. I didn't do it anymore. And I had a lot of bigger hits in other countries, even without the guitar, you know. And even the albums are still successful, and so it was a good start for me, and I'm really thankful about that. But my musical goal is way more, you know, just to hang on one hit. That's my personal opinion.
Well, yeah, you've done an amazing job, and you're really respected in the industry, in the polls, and in the standings. Does that mean something to you?
It's, you know, it's good to be there, you know. But what means most for me is, like, you know, when you booked somewhere, you know, and you imagine you can't imagine the people coming there. You know, we had it one day in Taiwan, and I didn't even know that there's a fan base, and I played in front of 10,000 people, and everybody knew my stuff. This is kind of I thought to myself, I did something right, you know. And I love that it's worldwide, you know, that it's the music don't have any borders, the ATB music, and this is what I really like about it.
So you're on in about 30 minutes. I hope you get a good vibe. I hope you play an excellent set, and I couldn't leave without playing the song 9 p.m. Till I Come. ATB, thank you very much, and
thank
have a nice day here in Finland.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yle X Weekendeillä.